Hello, students of NYC, and welcome back to the third episode of this season's Campus Clipper podcast, produced by students for students. Again, my name is Hannah, and I am the publishing assistant here at the magazine.
And my name is Sebastian. I'm a former Campus Clipper intern who is now in charge of their social media. Before we begin, we're just going to explain a little of what the Campus Clipper is all about.
So the Campus Clipper helps students save money and make money in NYC, Boston, and Philadelphia. Students are sent new coupons daily, given valuable advice on student life issues, offered internships that will strengthen their skills, and get podcasts that inform students of useful information.
The Campus Clipper also provides students with $1 meal deals on the first Friday of every month. Students can find Campus Clipper coupons on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Campus Clipper, or use printed Campus Clipper coupon booklets found at dormitory resource centers. Our coupons are also found on our website, nyc.campusclipper.com.
I'd also like to thank Crumb for partnering with us. Crumb offers warm cookie creations baked fresh daily in NYC and delivered right to your door. You can order at Crumb New York today. Students can also win a $25 gift certificate from Crumb when they share the Campus Clipper podcast with their fellow students. Winners are announced on the first Friday of every month.
In order to enter to win the gift card, you must show proof of sharing the podcast with your fellow students. Send proof of sharing to campusclipperpodcast@gmail.com. We're giving away 5 gift cards a month, and remember, you've got to be in it to win it. We at Campus Clipper hope you win, and Crumb does too.
So today we will be interviewing Toronto-born Shaneda. She is an artist, producer, music technologist, and YouTuber. Driven by her love for experimentation, she combines the jazzy melodies of Norah Jones with the electro-pop production of Love and Halsey. Classically trained in piano, she has performed at prestigious concert halls and musical festivals across North America, including Carnegie Hall, and has won multiple national and international music competitions. She currently attends the Clive Davis Institute of Recorded Music at NYU, where she is the president of the Women in Music Club and a radio show DJ on WNYU 89.1 FM. Her sophomore EP, Last Night Was the Last Night of Our Past Lives, will be released this summer. You can find her music on all streaming platforms under Shaneda. That's spelled S-E-N-A-I-D-A. And follow her on social media at ShanedaXOXO. Thank you for joining us today. How are you doing, Shaneda?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. It's been really crazy with the semester ending, and I've just been enjoying the summer.
Yeah, I'm sure. Are you graduating, or what year of college are you?
I actually just finished my freshman year, so it's very exciting. Graduating during a pandemic and then starting college during a pandemic was kind of crazy, but it was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of people, and I think this like whole pandemic thing was like a really cool bonding experience for everyone in my year.
Definitely something that you guys can talk about and figure out how to go about your college careers while during a pandemic is definitely different from everyone else. So
yeah. So on the podcast, we talk a lot about relationships, dating apps, all that good stuff. And we watched your most recent vlog with your boyfriend, Evan. It was very cute. The food looked delicious. It looked like it was presented like freaking modern art. I don't know.
That was crazy. I know, right?
Throughout the video, you ask Evan a series of questions, and we thought it'd be cute to bounce them back towards you. Like bouncing back again. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, I'll ask the first question that you asked him. What has been your favorite memory with Evan so far?
My favorite memory is probably recently we just came back from Philly, actually. So we went to Philly right after exams for 4 days and just went to relax and see the sights. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think like every time we spend time together, it's always fun and new and exciting. Mm-hmm. So it's always an experience.
That's awesome. I've been to Philly. I have some friends who went to grad school there. So I visited this past year. I love it. It's nice to get out of New York City and experience a different city once in a while. So that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't expect it to be like much. It was my first time in Philly, but definitely like getting away from New York is something that I was really happy to do. And it's like weird because I was saying like the tourists always come to New York. Mm-hmm. But New Yorkers are always trying to get away from the city.
Yeah, definitely when you live in the city, it's nice to get a break.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's like exhausting being in the city. Like to get that change of pace is so good. And yeah, in the video, I remember Evan was like, he was so pumped about the Philly trip. So now that like, it's over, I guess you guys are back. What is one thing that you're looking forward to in your relationship?
One thing I'm looking forward to is probably one day when we move in together. I actually just recently got a new apartment, so it's like really nice, and we sort of like stay here together, but like not really. But he like came furniture shopping with me and helped me build all the stuff and move in. So definitely, hopefully he'll be able to move in with me sometime.
That's super cute.
That's really exciting. I can relate. I have a boyfriend now as well. And in the summer, he lived in a house with some of his guy friends. So it was like five guys. It was almost like a frat house, but it wasn't. But yeah, I was staying there every night. We basically lived together. I'm definitely not going to move in with him just yet. I want to experience kind of living with like my friends as roommates in the city for a bit. But that is one thing definitely I look forward to as well. So that's awesome.
Yeah, same.
So one of the other questions you asked Evan that I would love to ask you, how long were you on Bumble before you matched?
I was on Bumble for a very long time. So it's kind of a complicated answer. So I have been using Bumble like for 2 years, and for a while, I like met a bunch of people that I became friends with, but didn't really date. And then last year, around this time, I met a guy on Bumble, and we like hit it off. And so we started dating. And this was like over the summer. And at the time, I already knew I was moving to New York. So it was like really sad because we like sort of dated for a few months. And then I was like, hey, I'm moving. And then we knew that the long distance wouldn't work because he goes to school in Ontario.
Yeah, that's
so hard. Yeah, so we broke up, and then I was like, well, actually Bumble like kind of worked for me, you know? So I kept going with it when I got here, and it was like very different. Like I was still meeting people, but like the people here are very different, I would say. And I think one of my most memorable experiences being on Bumble was one time. So I was on Bumble and I went on this date with this guy. And so first he arrived 40 minutes late. And that should have been a red flag. I should have left.
I would be gone.
Definitely but, red flag.
I stayed, and he sat down, and he was like dressed really poorly. Like we were at Eataly, so it was like kind of casual, but it's not like sweatpants casual. Like it was kind of weird. And then he started talking about how women don't deserve rights and how Trump is not racist. And then he even pulled up like a YouTube video showing like proof, quote unquote, that Trump isn't racist. And I was like horrified. Oh, and so after that, I sort of took a break from Bumble. I was like, yeah, no more randomly meeting Trump supporters. This is not it. And then
I was just gonna say, like, I don't know what guy would think it's a good idea to talk about women's rights in the other side of it, like on a first date. Mm-hmm.
No, and like he was like, yeah, people of color aren't discriminated against, and I'm like, hello, I am a woman of color.
What is he thinking?
You don't acknowledge my rights? Like, this is
like the worst first date I've ever heard of.
Yeah, horrifying. So I got off Bumble and I took a break for like 2 months, and then I got back on it because I was bored, and the first person I matched with was Evan. So
nice.
We hit it off, and then you know the rest is history.
Well, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
So I guess let's just kind of like fast forward, because the next couple of questions are kind of about like that Bumble experience. But like another thing that you touched on in the video was like that initial date with Evan and how like awkward that first Bumble experience is. So like what made it so awkward?
Okay, this is like gonna sound kind of bad, but I at the time I wasn't looking for a relationship. I was in New York. I had just arrived and I was like, I'm gonna, you know, like play the game. I'm gonna go on dates, but sort of just like to like meet people and also sort of have a little fun. That was my whole intention. Like I wasn't looking to settle down or anything. I was sort of just
casual. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like casual. So I went into that date being like, okay, we're going to have dinner. And the thing is, it was Thanksgiving long weekend and all my friends had gone home for Thanksgiving, but because I'm from Toronto, so our Thanksgiving was already in October. So it already passed and I didn't have any reason to go home. So I was like, I'll just stay here. And I, it was like the last day of Thanksgiving break and I was alone and I didn't have any dinner plans and I was planning on staying in. And then he like just randomly was like, do you want to go for dinner? And I was kind of like, well, I don't have anyone else to eat with, so I might as well, like, so I'm not just alone eating in my room, because that's really sad. So we went on the dinner and I was sort of just like expecting it to be like bad, but I was like, whatever, you know, I don't want to eat alone. And then at first we were sort of like not really talking. We sort of just like, you know, your normal first date conversations. It's like kind of awkward. You don't know what to talk about. We did talk about music a bit, which is like something that we had in common and we still do, because I'm a musician and he really loves a lot of different kinds of music. So we hit it off with that. And then, you know, I was really scared that he was a Trump supporter. And then it was worse when he said that he was from Florida. And I was like, oh shit. And then, so I was like, are you a Trump supporter? And then he just started laughing at me. He's like, no. Well, I was like, thank God. So yeah. And then after that, you know, we like sort of hung out more and I like really got to know him and I like actually really liked hanging out with him. So we decided to actually make it a thing.
That's awesome. So how long were you guys just like casually dating before you became official?
I'd say about like a month before we were like really, really serious. Mm-hmm. But we like saw each other every day, and because everything was online, we could sort of like stay home all day and see each other all the time and do classes in the same room. So that was fun.
So you got to really know each other really quickly, which is, I totally relate as well. And I know I keep referring back to my boyfriend, but we started dating during the pandemic as well. We started dating last July. Mm-hmm. So almost a year now, but all we did was just spend time, like work next to each other, like at his house, like order and food, you know, like during quarantine and all that stuff. So we got to know each other definitely quicker and on a deeper level. So I'm sure that's what happened with you guys. So
literally, awesome. I totally agree.
But I think that's all the questions we have that are Bumble related about the vlog. Let's talk about your radio show a little bit, because you know I feel like working on the radio, it's like analogous at least to making a podcast. So like what would you say that that's like? What's like the experience been working in that like environment?
So I love the radio. It's like one of my favorite things to do at NYU, and I knew I wanted to do the radio before I even got here. Like over the summer I was looking at clubs they have here and I was like, I really want to do the radio because it's like, I feel like it's such a cool experience. So I applied, and in order to apply, you have to have like a show concept. And because I had a classical background, I was like, oh, they don't have any classical shows. And so I got my friend Jackson Waters, and I was like, do you want to do this show with me? We're going to play classical contemporary music from underrepresented composers and really highlight of composers that are alive, because I feel like everyone knows like Beethoven and Bach and Mozart, but they're all dead and they're white and they're old. So I was like, we need new classical music. And so our show is called Classy and Sassy, and it streams Wednesdays from 11:30 to 1 a.m. And also on 89.1 FM. It's like such a fun experience to be able to create sets every week and just pick the music. Like I feel like I don't know if people actually listen to the show, but it's like fun for me to just mix and match different pieces and then talk about it and talk about the history and then also talk about like if I have my own connection to it. And recently I was elected to be the associate music director. So I'm going to be
congratulations.
Doing that. Wow. Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, the show idea itself is amazing. Yeah. I think that's really awesome because you definitely don't hear shows like that anymore. And to really like show people and especially students that there are still composers out there and teach them about that type of music is really awesome. So good for you and congratulations on the new student.
Just off the top of your head, like what are some of your favorite composers right now?
I guess all-time composers like Dvorak, old dead white guy, sorry. actually, Jacob Collier is like a really, really good composer. I think a lot of people see him as like sort of this weird genre, in between genres kind of guy, but Jacob Collier, I'd say Belle Chen. She's a British-Chinese composer, and she does a lot of like piano stuff, and... Yeah, I'm definitely forgetting a bunch, but there's so many. We play so many different composers on the show. Like every week we try to do a whole different set of people. And yeah, so it's really fun.
Have you ever brought Evan on the show or is that not allowed?
No, well, we usually bring composers onto the show or we get them to curate a playlist. So it's usually more like that. And I do already have a partner. So Jackson Waters and I do the show together. And that's already a lot of people on it. So,
yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. I definitely want to listen in and hear more about your show because that sounds really awesome. And again, congratulations. We kind of just want to ask you a little bit about your thoughts and predictions about this summer regarding dating post-COVID summer and what you think's going to happen, what you think has been happening already. Because I just personally, I think things are definitely already getting a little bit back to normal. And I just wonder, like, what if people are going to go crazy and in what way? So what do you think?
I feel like... Personally, I've seen my friends have been saying they're sort of concerned because like with all this stuff moving so fast, like obviously a lot of people are vaccinated now, so it's like safe, but also there's just this sort of psychological like response to being locked up for so long. And I feel like some people are sort of cautious about going out and meeting new people. But definitely I've seen New York is getting back up and open and people are going to be meeting lots of new people. And hopefully when they open like a lot more public spaces, people will be able to meet other people. And yeah, I mean, I haven't been on dating apps, but I'm sure it's been a really crazy fun time.
You think like, Do you think that people are going to more be looking for like casual flings, or do you think people this summer are going to be looking for like a serious relationship?
I mean, if I was single, I would be looking for casual flings. Yeah. I guess it's just like, it's more fun, especially if you're young, like just to go out and like, you know, be free. You only get to be young for so long, and I feel like I need to grab onto that experience. So yeah, definitely if I were single, I would go out and have fun. Yeah,
definitely. Sebastian, what about you? You have a girlfriend, right?
No, I don't. I am a single Pringle. As far as like the summer goes, I personally am not like a hookup or fling kind of person. Like, it's just not my deal.
You said that before. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have, but it's just kind of like, I'm more of a, like a friendship into like a relationship kind of person. So I don't think anything is going to change much in my personal habits, but definitely I feel the itch to like socialize more and like get to know new people because I transferred to a new school. I didn't go like graduate like from high school during the pandemic, but I got to FIT during the pandemic. So it's like, damn, what's that campus life like? I'm like, what's everyone like? I want to know.
Yeah. And hopefully you'll get to experience that soon.
Yeah, I think in the fall it'll be, but definitely by the fall we'll be back. But definitely like you see in the parks, like everybody's using like the volleyball courts and the tennis courts, and
everyone's,
it's like NYC is back. NYC is healing and stuff. It feels nice to like walk around in that environment.
definitely. Yeah. Super exciting. I'm very excited to get back to normalcy for sure. So wait, Sebastian, but have you been using apps? Are you like, I know you've said in the past, you're not really, you don't love them, but I'm just curious now, like with post-COVID summer coming up.
I'm on them. I don't be swiping like by the hour or whatnot, but like I have them. I check them like every now and then. It's like, it's kind of fun to just go on and see what's going on. But like, I don't know. I don't have that much experience on them. I've never been on a Tinder date. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten that far. I don't even be getting that many matches either. But yeah.
Yeah, I used to use Hinge before I started dating my boyfriend, but I just wasn't connecting. So I just wasn't connecting with anyone. It's scary. Yeah. But I have heard that Bumble like is more safe, and there even is like that friend Bumble option that you can do. So like that definitely feels safer than Hinge or Tinder. But that's awesome, Shanita, that you met your boyfriend through an app. So we've been looking for someone to give us searching. That example and see if that's actually possible. So that's awesome. And
I'm searching for like a single good experience.
No, I definitely think it is. And like, honestly, I've been on the apps for so long. I don't even know how to like meet normal people anymore. Like, it's just, okay. Like part of it is like, you have to be cautious. You have to know what you're looking for. And for me, like, I always look at music taste, which is a weird indicator, but it works.
No, it works. It works.
Big yeah. Definitely. And so like, usually you have to just be prepared, like be cautious. And you know, like, I think at the end of the day, it's like, you go on all these dates and you find out more about yourself too, because you like learn what you like and what you don't like. And so I think it's a really good experience for people to just go on a lot of bad dates. Because you'll eventually get a good one.
So. Right. And that's, I mean, and that's the point of dating. Like, people are so afraid, I feel like, to date in general, like besides COVID and all that, like being afraid, like to actually meet new people. But like, I just mean in general, people are just scared of dating because they're scared of meeting new people. But that's the whole point, is to find yourself and to find what you don't like and what you do like. So that's awesome. Exactly. That you're so young and you've already experienced that and figured it out. So I'm really happy for you and Evan. I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything else you want to share with us that you haven't told our audience?
I think that's it. Yeah, we hit it all.
Yeah. Sebastian, you got any other questions?
Don't you have, you're releasing something, no?
Oh,
Yes. I am releasing a new single on June 4th in celebration of Pride Month. And the song is called Maria, about a girl that I met at Columbia who I had a crush on before Evan, but it never really went anywhere. So the song is going to be coming out on June 4th on all streaming platforms, and you can pre-save it now. The link is in my bio.
Well, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you, all your endeavors. You seem like a very motivated and amazing musician already. So good for you. And I just, one more time, students of NYC or NYU especially, you can find Shanada on social media at Shanada, S-E-N-A-I-D-A, X-O-X-O. Thank you so much, Shanada.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.